It's a very interesting time for songwriters at the moment. There have been so many high-profile court cases, the likes of Blurred Lines, Uptown Funk, Sam Smith, the British singer, where songwriters have been sued for songs sounding like other songs. As one of the greatest songwriters ever, what have you made of this development?
I don't like it. I mean, it's a very delicate matter, you know. You know, there are just so many notes. And when is the definitive decision made that this song is derivative? I've seen some bad decisions. I've had people sue me, you know. Somebody who I never knew just said, no, I wrote Raindrops. And then they sue.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm...
And then you have to protect yourself lawyer-wise and prove that you wrote it, not the other person. It's not a perfect science.
What needs to be done then, do you think?
There has to be, like, maybe 3-4 outstanding experts, musicologists, who can be trusted, who can differentiate and say, that's derivative, that's not derivative, you know? There are just so many notes. When you look at the keyboard, this is all you got. C, C sharp, B, D sharp, E. That's one octave right there. And that's what you got to play with, right? So some songs sound like others. Things are messy enough in the world of pop music and records and downloads and free music and things like that. And then on top of it, to have this kind of cross-suing, and, you know, I don't like it.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.